translation. Oh, the unlimited reservoir of transcendental qualities. My Lord, you have killed my father Hiranyakashipu and saved my life from the sword of my father. And he said very angrily, if there is any other supreme controller than myself, then let him save you. I shall now separate your head from the body. Therefore, for both reasons, I consider that you have acted at present just to prove the words of your devotee truthfully. And there is no other cause.
Matpanadarsanam ananta pisurvadasya. Manne sabhitra visivatka ritam vidhatam. Hargam pradhitra jajabota. Asat vidhistu tam ishara madakaro abutopam harami. Before Hiranyakashipu was killed by his lordship, Nrisimhadev, Prahlad Maharaj never addressed his father as father, Pitu. Now, after his death, he is addressing Pitu, my father. Because before his death, he was given, everyone knows, but if a demon is killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes liberated. Either demon or anyone. Demons are generally killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They enter into the impersonal Brahma. Therefore, there is a verse, I don't remember it exactly now, that the monies and the demons, they go to the same place, impersonal Brahma. And what to speak of devotees. Devotees never enter to that impersonal Brahma. Devotees enter directly in the Vaikuntha plant. Mahavaji, Krishna says, Tatta Deham Punarjanmanaisi Mahavaji. Yadgatyana Nivartanti Tad Dhamam Param. If you enter the Vaikuntha planet, there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and above that there is the Golok Vrindavan planet, Krishna Loka. So, either of them, if you enter, then that is not impersonal. Impersonal Brahma is outside. Although, impersonal Brahma is also spiritual existence, but it is outside the Vaikuntha planet. So the demons and the impersonalists, they cannot enter into the Vaikuntha planet. And because they cannot enter into the Vaikuntha planet, they again fall down. Again fall down in this material world. Arucha krichena parama padam tata patanti adha anad vidusmatam. Patanti adha. Adha means in this material world. those who are impersonalists, they may enter into the Brahma effulgence, Arujjata Chema, with severe execution of penance and austerities. The Mayavadis, they perform severe austerities, those who are actually Brahmavadi. Their mode of life is very, very strict and severe also. So, even after severe pronunciation of the deities, one enters into the Brahma effulgence, there is no security. Why? They come down. Anādita jusma saṅgraha. Because they did not get the information about your lotus feet. That means first, when we speak of feet or hands, that means the Supreme First, the First. But they do not accept the First. That is it. They never accept that the Absolute Truth is First. Therefore, they fall down. Again and again. Uttya, uttya, pradiyata. Pradhan Maharaj says, matkana rakshanam ananta pitur vadhas. The two things are there. When Krishna incarnates, there are two things. What are these? Paritrana sadhanam vinasaya. Two things. So here, two things have been done. One thing is to save Kalyana, Paritrana Sadhana. And another thing is Vinashaya Dushkita, Yuge Yuge Sambhavami. So, actually, Vinashaya Dushkita, it doesn't require the presence of the Supreme Lord. The nature's arrangement is so strong that anyone can be finished within a second. Anyone. There is no need of Krishna taking so much trouble to come here. But he comes especially for deliverance of the devote, Bhakta Bhakta, and sidewalk to kill the demons. That is not easy. The Maya, Durga Devi, is sufficiently powerful to kill any demon within a second. There is no difficulty. Simply by ordering Maya, or Maya does not correct the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, she can understand what the Lord wants, simply little indication, she can kill hundreds of thousands of demons in one stroke. Sisti sthiti palaya sadhana sakti rita kāyī vajasya bhavanāni vibhati dukkha. Sisti sthiti palaya. She can do that. So, it is not the business of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to come to take this Balarishan. But why Lord Nisimhadeva appeared? He appeared, one thing is that Patrana Rakshanam, this is one business. Another business was this. What is that? The Sabhitya Rishi Bhakta Ritama Vidhana. Sabhitya, Brahma, he is Ditya, parent of Krishna. So, he did something very, obnoxious by offering all the benediction to Hiranyakashipu. He was very cunning materialist. But Prabhupada asked for becoming immortal. But when he learned that that is not possible, then he thought, I'm very intelligent diplomat. I can screw out my fulfillment of desire in an indirect way. Where all these people in this material world, they have got a cheating propensity. Out of four deficiencies, one deficiency is cheating. Everyone wants to cheat his fellow. Man against everyone. Even the dog, cats, they're all. You know the story? The dog wanted to take another flesh from the mouth of another dog. Reflection, and he lost both. So, this cheating, this misuse of intelligence is going on, but that is never successful. It will never be successful. Because Krishna is always more than it. If you are a cheater, I think Krishna can cheat you more than what you know. That Krishna knows. Otherwise, how Krishna can be? God is great. So, if you want to cheat Krishna, he can cheat you more than what you know. So that is not possible. Therefore, this Hiranyakashipu thought himself to be very intelligent and wanted to cheat Krishna and his servant, but he was cheated, actually. Therefore he said, even the devotee or the servant of Krishna says something, even if it is wrong, Krishna pulls it. So, even if it is wrong reason, still Krishna fulfills because he thinks that my servant has promised, it must be. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, in the previous verse, he has said, Tava Bhishta Paras. So, to serve the servant of Krishna, is better than to serve directly Krishna. Because if the servant of Krishna promises something, if the servant of Krishna says, I will take you to Krishna Loka, you must go. Even Krishna cannot do that. He can, to say that he does not say very easily. But if he serves her, Krishna Prasada is Bhagavat Prasada. Therefore, our philosophy is to please the servant of God. Sarvitra, Vitra Sarvitra. Then it is very nice. The success is. So here it is said that, Abhitra Rishivakta Ritam Vidhatum. So Brahma has given benediction. He asked, sir, I will not die at night. Yes, that's all right. I will not die in daytime. That's all right. I will not die in this life. That's all right. On the land, that's all right. On the water, that's all right. No animal can kill me. That's all right. No man can. That's all right. So he thought, now I am sure. There is no death. But Krishna is so intelligent that he killed him. Not at night, not on day, not in the sky, not on the land, not on the water, not by animal, not by man, all things. Ritam. Yes, everything is still was killed. He was killed in the evening, which you cannot say it is day or night. He was killed on the lap of the rock, you cannot say it is sky, land or water. He did not kill him with open weapon, that he killed with his nails. In this way, you'll find that he kept everything intact. What benediction was given by Lord Brahma, Vikam Vidhar. Yes. At last, of course, he little chastised Brahma that he should not give such benediction in future. This is botheration for me. But still, he kept his servants' promise intact. The demand was also healed, and the promise given by benediction given by Brahma, everything, that is the action of the Supreme Personality. In one stroke, he is doing so many things. He is saving Prahlad Maharaj, he is killing Hiranyakashipu, he is keeping intact the promise of Brahma, everything, that is God's intelligence. Our intelligence, however diplomatic may be, if we want to do anything, another thing, not manage nicely. But Krishna, that is called all potency. When he does something, in the moment, he can adjust the mood. In opposite action, he can adjust. That is Krishna. Therefore, he is called all power. We cannot do that. Matranarakshanam mananta pitur bhajat manne abhitta rishibhakta vikanga vidha. So your incarnation is there for fulfilling so many objects. And especially if there was challenge by my father taking soul. Paragam pragijya, jagabhutas, asat vidhit. Asat, I shall kill. This is asat vidhit. To say like that, I shall kill. Nobody can kill anyone. This is asat. I shall give you, I shall kill you, I shall protect you. No, you cannot do anything. Balasya neha saranam pitaru. Nobody can do anything unless it is sanctioned by God. You don't promise anything. Therefore, a devotee always says, if Krishna desires, it will. That is the fact. That is the fact. So, when Hiranyakashipu was very much proud, unnecessarily challenging Prahlad, that you are not accepting my philosophy that I am God. You are touching after another God. All right, let me kill you. I will see how your God can give you protection. That was his test. So Prahlad Maharaj knew it, that unless Krishna desires, you cannot kill. That was the asat vidhi. If one is very much proud and challenges the authority of the Supreme, that is asat, that is not sat. Rakhe Krishna mare ke, mare Krishna rakhe. Prahlad Maharaj knew it, that you may challenge me, but I know you cannot kill. You are confident, devotee. Alright, dance, he is also challenge. I am challenging. I also challenge. I am standing here. Let me be killed by you. That is not possible. So asat vidhi is true. Mad aparo abatu tang ara. It was challenged by the Hiranyakashipu that you are searching after another god than me. Now I shall kill you. Let me see how another God. This is demand. The demand in me, atheist and unnecessarily, falsely, very much proud of their knowledge. This is demand. This morning as I was talking, they are falsely, the so-called scientists, they are falsely proud and challenge, there is no God for this thing. that is, at the morning. So, in the Kali Yuga, the demonic spirit is very, very prominent. Everyone is thinking, I am God. So, it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to cure all these madmen. Pishachi paile jano mosichanta hoy. Mayagrasta jiver sei dasha ho. Pishachi, ghost hunter. A person, man, is ghost hunter. This is all nonsense. In this way, Kali Yuga, they are mostly like that. They speak all nonsense. We should be careful not to accept their proposal. We shall speak to Krishna consciousness. We shall accept what Krishna says and reject everything. Then we will be saved. Thank you very much.